Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's time to play like a Jet
with your host, Scott Mason.
Play like a Jet. What does that mean?
Garrett Wilson. Wow! What a catch! Touchdown, Jets! That kid's amazing. Gibson on the return. Near side. I don't see any flags. Gibson inside the 30. Hits the Jets. And he's going to go! Jets win it! Touchdown, rookie Xavier Gibson. Game over.
Allen has time. Intercepted. Sauce Gardner's got it, Allen. Tripped up. He could not get past Jermaine Johnson. Oh, look at the speed of Breece Hall. He's done it again. Breece Lightning. 62 yards for the touchdown.
And he's sacked again by Quinnen Williams. What a beast, number 95 for the Jets.
Listen. Thank you.
This is Play Like a Jet. My name is Scott Mason. You can follow me on Twitter at PlayLikeAJet1. And it's time for the Jets Commanders pregame report. Jets and Commanders today, Christmas Eve at MetLife Stadium. And so for that, we bring in our friend who is the owner and founder of WalterFootball.com, Mr. Walter Cherepinski. Walt, Merry Christmas Eve, my friend.
Merry Christmas Eve to you, too. Merry Christmas to everyone. Hope everyone has a great holiday. And thanks for having me on, Scott. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, as always, it's a pleasure having you on to talk about all this stuff because gambling is your favorite part of football. I know you've told me that many, many times. And so you are dug in very deep on this, which includes the injuries, of course, because that's a key component to knowing who to bet on in terms of the spread and the props and all of that. What's going on injury-wise going into this game?
So for the Jets, obviously, Zach Wilson is out, Aaron Rodgers as well. So we have Trevor Siemian starting quarterback. Dwayne Brown, he was full, and then DNP in practice on Friday. So there's some question. He's questionable right now. John Franklin Myers missed practice every single day this week. So he's questionable as well. We'll see if he can go. He's been able to play despite missing practice recently. So despite not practicing at all, there's still a chance he can go. Jordan Whitehead was limited all week. He's questionable as well. So that would be it for the Jets. For Washington, they're going to be without two offensive linemen. Charles Leno, their left tackle, really good player. He's out. Tyler Larson, their center, is also out. Brian Robinson, the starting running back, is out as well. So looks like we're going to see Chris Rodriguez and Antonio Gibson sharing the workload in the backfield. So that is it for the injury report.
Well, let's get to the props, and we'll start with the game line and the over-under. The Jets are favored by 3. That's the home field advantage here, because what that tells me is that it would be a pick'em on a neutral field. The over-under is 37. What do you think?
So, actually, that used to be the case. It used to be 3 points for home field, and sportsbooks have adjusted that recently within the past, I would say, 5, 6, 7 years. Now home field is worth about 1.5 or 2 points because the home field for some reason has gotten worse in the NFL. Teams have done a lot better on the road. So they really adjusted that. So this is actually saying that the Jets are a little bit better than Washington, which I would agree with if Zach Wilson were playing. Not that Zach Wilson's a great quarterback by any means, but we've seen how much worse the Jets are without Zach Wilson and Aaron Rodgers this year. It wasn't pretty when Tim Boyle played. I don't think it's going to be pretty when Trevor Siemian takes the field here. There is a reason why Siemian just like is so buried on the depth chart. I think that he's going to struggle even against a Washington defense that is terrible against the pass. They're ranked 32nd in overall defense. They're 32nd against the pass. They can't defend the deep ball. They've allowed the most deep receptions in the NFL. So under normal circumstances, and normal being here with Zach Wilson, I would like the Jets if Wilson were playing. But I just can't trust Trevor Siemian as a three-point favorite, even against Washington. And also the Jets, they had a chance. There's an outside chance that Aaron Rodgers is going to return for this game. There was at least some hope for it. And now that they're eliminated from the playoffs, that's not going to happen. So I can see the Jets having just a complete letdown, not playing hard because they have nothing to play for anymore. It's actually better for them if they lose. But then again, do you really want to back Washington with Sam Howell? I was hoping that Jacoby Brissett would start. He looked great last week against the Rams. Howell is definitely worse. And given the injury issues the Washington has on the offensive line, they're going to have issues blocking against the Jets' great defensive line. So it's you can make a case to fade either team. I'm personally going to go with Washington. It's a small play for me. I just think that I think my favorite angle for this game is that the Jets are not going to show up the week after being eliminated from the playoffs.
Play like a Jet. Play like a Jet.
Passing props, touchdowns, over under 0.5 for both Sam Howell and Trevor Siemian. Passing yards, Sam Howell over under 207.5. Trevor Siemian over under 208.5. Pass and rushing yards combined, Sam Howell over under 226.5. Trevor Siemian over under 214.5. Pass completion, Sam Howell over under 20.5. Trevor Siemian over under 19.5. Pass attempts, Sam Howell over under 34.5. Trevor Siemian over under 31.5. Interceptions, both Howell and Siemian over under 0.5. And longest completion, Sam Howell over under 32.5. Trevor Siemian over under 32.5 as well.
Well, if you're playing the matchups, Trevor Siemian over passing yards seems like a winner. Like I said before, Washington dead last against the pass. The problem is, like, can you really trust Trevor Siemian? So the mild interest in the over passing yards. Sam Howell under 207.5 passing yards seems like a good play just because the Jets are really good against the pass. It just seems like if Washington wins this game, it's going to be on against the run, via running the ball against the Jets, run funnel defense. And also there's a chance that Sam Howell gets benched in this game. He got benched last week. He's not playing well at all. He holds the ball too long in the pocket. He either holds the ball too long in the pocket, takes a ton of sacks, or he releases the ball too quickly and throws interceptions. Like pretty bad for Howell right now. He's not playing well at all. So I could see Ron Rivera having a quick hook here and going to Brissett, especially after how well Brissett played last week. So Sam Howell under 207.5 is my favorite play of the passing props.
Receiving props, receiving yards, Antonio Gibson over under 24.5, Breece Hall over under 27.5. I like that one. Curtis Samuel over under 37.5, Garrett Wilson over under 62.5. I like that one too. Remember, Washington has a terrible secondary. Jahan Dotson over under 26.5, Jeremy Ruckert over under 12.5. Logan Thomas over under 24.5, Terry McLaurin over under 47.5, Tyler Conklin over under 30.5. Receptions, Antonio Gibson over under 3.5, Breece Hall over under 3.5, Curtis Samuel over under 4.5, Garrett Wilson over under 5.5, Jahan Dotson over under 2.5, Jeremy Ruckert over under 1.5, John Bates over under 0.5, Logan Thomas over under 2.5, Terry McLaurin over under 4.5, Tyler Conklin over under 3.5. Longest reception, Antonio Gibson over under 12.5, Breece Hall over under 12.5, Curtis Samuel over under 16.5, Garrett Wilson over under 22.5, Jahan Dotson over under 14.5, Jeremy Ruckert over under 9.5, Logan Thomas over under 12.5, Terry McLaurin over under 19.5, and Tyler Conklin over under 14.5.
So my favorite play here is something you touched on that you liked, is Breece Hall over 27.5 receiving yards. So Washington is really good against the run. They're the top 10 in that regard. However, they allow a lot of receiving yards to opposing running backs. They allow the ninth most receiving yards to opposing running backs. So I think that's going to do well for Breece Hall. Also, the Jets allow a lot of receiving yards to opposing running backs. They allow the eighth most. So Antonio Gibson over 24.5 looks intriguing as well. So I like that. I like taking both of these running backs over receiving yards. You mentioned that you like Garrett Wilson over 62.5 receiving yards. I definitely would like that with Zach Wilson. I just don't know if I can quite get there with Trevor Siemian, but if I had to choose over or under, I would choose the over. I think that you can safely go Terry McLaurin under 47.5 receiving yards. McLaurin had a great game last week, but all that was done with Jacoby Brissett. Like, for some reason, and he even spoke about this, he has a great connection with Brissett. You know, he's talking about how they're both veterans. So I don't know if he's kind of throwing shade at Sam Howell, but for some reason, McLaurin just hasn't been able to get going with Howell. And now he has this very difficult matchup against the Jets defensive backs. So McLaurin under 47.5 seems really good too.
Rushing props, rushing yards, Antonio Gibson over under 27.5, Breece Hall over under 46.5, Chris Rodriguez Jr. over under 38.5, Dalvin Cook over under 17.5, Sam Howell over under 14.5, rushing attempts, Breece Hall over under 12.5, Chris Rodriguez Jr. over under 9.5, Sam Howell over under 3.5, Trevor Siemian over under 1.5. Rushing and receiving yards combined, Antonio Gibson over under 55.5, Breece Hall over under 78.5, Chris Rodriguez Jr. over under 46.5, Garrett Wilson over under 63.5, Jahan Dotson over under 26.5, Terry McLaurin over under 47.5. Longest rush, Antonio Gibson over under 9.5, Breece Hall over under 12.5, Chris Rodriguez Jr. over under 11.5, Sam Howell over under 8.5. What do you like there, Walt?
My favorite prop that we've gotten to so far is Breece Hall under 46.5 rushing yards. So if the Jets are behind in this game, which could be possible if they just don't show up, then obviously Breece Hall is not going to get a ton of rushing opportunities. So that would play into the under automatically. Now, even if the Jets are ahead, it's going to be tough for Breece Hall to run the ball because Washington has a great run defense. As I said, they're top 10 against rushing yards to opposing running backs. And Breece Hall hasn't had a great rushing performance in a long time. The last time he's gone over this number, 46.5, was week 9. So now it's week 16 now. It's been so long since he's done this. I don't know why this number is so high. I think maybe because the Jets are favored. I just doesn't really make much sense to me. You want to just double down on the Jets not being able to run the ball. Dalvin Cook under 17.5 rushing yards as well. I mean, just take a listen at his rushing numbers. This is the number of rushing yards he's had in the past several games. 4, 13, he had a 35, 2, 13, a 26, 7, 5, 12. So that is... that is 8 games, I think, and he's gone over 17.5 only twice. So I think that taking both Jets running backs under is a great move. If you want to go an over here, I think Chris Rodriguez over 30.5 rushing yards makes sense to me. He is not – people thought it was going to be Antonio Gibson last week. It was actually Rodriguez who got the majority of the workload. And that was against a tough Rams run defense that just limited Alvin Kamara to almost nothing. Now Chris Rodriguez gets it's a run funnel defense for the Jets that allows a ton of rushing yards. So I think that the Chris Rodriguez should be able to get over 38.5 rushing yards.
Defense and special teams, sacks, Bryce Huff, Casey Tuhill, Daron Payne, Jermaine Johnson, Jonathan Allen, Quinnen Williams, and Solomon Thomas are all over 0.25. I like almost all of them because the offensive lines for both teams are terrible. I wouldn't be surprised if all of those guys goes over 0.25 sacks. So you could take as many as you like, but I wouldn't be against throwing a couple bucks on all of them just to make it interesting. Total tackles, Benjamin St. Juiced over under 3.5, CJ Mosley over under 8.5, Cody Barton over under 8.5, DJ Reed over under 4.5, Jartavius Martin over under 4.5, Jordan Whitehead over under 5.5, Carmen Curl, over under 6.5. Kendall Fuller, over under 4.5. Percy Butler, over under 4.5. Quincy Williams, over under 7.5. Sauce Gardner, over under 3.5. Tony Adams, over under 4.5. Field goals made, Greg Zuerlein and Joey Sly, both over under 1.5. Zuerlein and Sly are both over under 6.5 for total kicking points. And for extra points made, Zuerlein and Sly are both at over under 1.5.
I agree with what you said about those defensive linemen with the quarter sack props. Makes a lot of sense to me. As you said, both offensive lines are near the bottom of the NFL. Just naturally, I mean, they've had a ton of injuries. You know, they really miss Elijah Vera Tucker and others. Like they just can't block. And now Washington has a ton of injuries too, with Charles Leno being out. And also their center, Tyler Larson. So, most of the players you mentioned, except for Jermaine Johnson, are plus money. So, you know, you mentioned seven names. If you get half right, then, or if you get 4 out of 7, you're definitely going to profit pretty well. If you get 3 out of 7, you're probably breaking even. So, I like that strategy. And as I say with kickers every week, if you think the team's going to win, take the kicker over. If you think the team's going to lose, take the kicker under. Because what happens is the team is up and they get stalled around the 30-yard line. Like a 4th and 4, for example, they're going to kick a field goal because they're already up. They're not chasing points. They can just they can take the points and kind of secure their victory. Whereas if a team is down and they have a 4th and 4 at the 30, for example, then they're probably more likely to go for it. I think Washington wins this game because the Jets are going to be a no-show. So that tells me Joey Sly over, Greg Zuerlein under. But if you feel differently, if you think the Jets are going to win this game, then just do the opposite.
Touchdown props: Breece Hall plus 105, Garrett Wilson plus 160, Antonio Gibson plus 190, Chris Rodriguez Jr. plus 240, Terry McLaurin plus 260, Tyler Conklin plus 370, Jahan Dotson plus 380, Logan Thomas plus 400, Xavier Gibson plus 425, Curtis Samuel plus 425, Alan Lazard plus 550, Jason Brownlee plus 500, Sam Howell plus 550, Trevor Siemian plus 550, Israel Abanikanda plus 550, Dalvin Cook plus 600, Jets defense and special teams plus 700, Washington defense and special teams plus 750, Jeremy Ruckert plus 750, Randall Cobb plus 950, John Bates plus 1,000, no touchdown scorer plus 3,500, Cole Turner plus 1,300, Byron Pringle plus 1,500, Irvin Charles plus 1,600, Kenny Aboa plus 2,000, Jamison Crowder plus 1,900, Denami Brown plus 1,800, and Mitchell Tinsley plus 3,000. Walt, do you like any of those?
So the Jets have actually allowed 7 touchdowns to opposing tight ends. So Logan Thomas at 4-1 seems like a decent value. I'm not in love with anything else. Like Chris Rodriguez at plus 240 seems okay. Like I said, Jets have a run funnel defense, so maybe he gets there. Tyler Conklin, someone you could look at plus 370. Washington's allowed 5 touchdowns to opposing tight ends, which is probably in the middle of the pack, so they could definitely get there. It's not like Washington has Washington has a terrible defense, so they could certainly allow a touchdown. I'd feel way more confident if this were Zach Wilson, which is kind of sad to say. As far as touchdown props, this should be a low scoring game. So can't say I love much as far as touchdowns are concerned.
Walter, let's try and make people a few bucks with the other games that are going on around the league. What picks do you have for us today?
So my top play this week is Minnesota plus 3 against Detroit. So we were big on Detroit last week at minus 5 against Denver. I just thought it was a great matchup for the Lions. Here, I think it's the opposite. I think Minnesota matches up so well on both sides of the ball. Minnesota blitzes at the highest rate in the NFL. Jared Goff really struggles against the blitz. Also, Minnesota can shut down the run. The Lions love to run the ball. Minnesota's great against tight ends. The Lions love to throw to Sam LaPorta. It feels like Minnesota can pretty much shut down everything Detroit wants to do except for Amon-Ra St. Brown. And really, really, there's no covering that guy anyway. So I feel like Detroit's going to be limited offensively. Defensively, I think they're really going to struggle because they have a pass funnel defense. They're great against the run, but they can't stop the pass at all because they have so many injuries in their secondary. Chauncey Gardner-Johnson returning soon is going to help. But as for now, they have to defend Justin Jefferson. Jordan Addison had a great game last week. TJ Hockenson, Ty Chandler, who looked good running, catching passes out of the backfield. I think it's going to be too much for Detroit. And, you know, Detroit is not nearly as good on the road. And I know it's in the dome, but still, like, I feel like they're still going to struggle. I think this line is way too high. Three, I think I would make Minnesota pick them, maybe minus one. Minnesota's really good defensively. They're seventh in defensive EPA. They look good with Nick Mullins last week. So I really like Minnesota to win outright here as 3-point underdogs. I like Cleveland at minus three against the Texans. Case Keenum looked good last week against the Titans, but there's a huge difference between the Tennessee defense and Cleveland defense this year. Tennessee has so many injuries and they're already bad against the pass. Cleveland is an elite defense. Anytime you get a backup quarterback against an elite defense, it's going to be trouble. So I like the Browns to win pretty handily in Houston. I like Chicago minus four against Arizona. People are asking me, why is this line so high? And I'm like, so high. I think this is way too low. I personally made this line minus seven. The EPA metrics say this line should be 7.5. The Bears have been great with Justin Fields and Montez Sweat. They're 2-2, but they've played some really tough teams. Like, they played Minnesota, which is ranked highly in the metrics. They played Detroit twice, and they played Cleveland. This is their easiest game by far, ever since Justin Fields returned to have Montez Sweat on the other side of the ball. And given how well Chicago's been playing, they're second in defensive EPA. I think they should be able to run away with this game. I think that Arizona is going to be pretty outmatched. We saw Arizona get blown out by the Rams a few weeks ago. I think this is a similar matchup for them. I like a couple Christmas games. So Chiefs minus 10.5 against the Raiders may seem high, but and then you might remember that the Chiefs were minus 9 at Las Vegas. So it kind of doesn't make sense why this would only be 1.5 more in Kansas City. I think it might be because the Raiders scored 63 points last week. I think that's very misleading because the 5 touchdowns from the Raiders came on turnovers by the Chargers. I think the Chiefs match up really well against the Raiders, especially with their defense at full strength now, going against a backup quarterback. Same sort of deal, backup quarterback versus maybe not an elite defense, but really good one. I think that's going to be problematic for Aiden O'Connell. I see him really struggling, kind of like he did against the Chiefs in Week 12. I also love the Eagles, minus 13.5 against the Giants. It may seem high, but I actually think this should be in the 16 range. The Giants really match up poorly against the Eagles because the Eagles, their one weakness is their secondary, which has been torched by everyone this year. However, they have not played the Giants yet, and there's no one on the Giants who can really threaten the Eagles. It was going to be Wandale Robinson, Jalen Hyatt, Darius Slayton, Isaiah Hodgins. Like, these guys are not good at all. I don't think they'd be starting on any other team in the NFL. And so the Eagles' greatest weakness is not going to be exploited. Whereas the Giants, they can't stop the pass. They're terrible against outside receivers. So A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith are going to go up. Giants are also bad against the run. And the Giants, as I said before with the Vikings and the Giants are the two teams that blitz at the highest rate in the NFL. And whereas Jared Goff is bad against the blitz, Jalen Hurts is actually really good against the blitz. So the Giants, who are going to blitz a lot, they're going to get burned, I think, by Jalen Hurts. Who is coming off a down game because he had the flu. He should be healthier this week. And so I think the Eagles bounce back off those three losses and win very easily in the middle of that Christmas day.
Walter Cherepinski, owner and founder of WalterFootball.com. Thanks so much for coming on for the Jets Commanders pregame report. That game getting underway a couple of hours from now, 1 p.m. at MetLife Stadium here on this Christmas Eve. Really appreciate it. You've got a ton of great stuff over at WalterFootball.com, you and Charlie Campbell, draft stuff, gambling stuff, fantasy stuff. It never ends, 24/7, 365 days a year. You can find it all at WalterFootball.com, right?
Yeah, everything. We have everything from picks. We do picks against the spread for the NFL and college football. And once football season's over, we're going to have the NBA. We do DFS content, fantasy football rankings, obviously NFL draft stuff, which we're known for with our mock drafts. Charlie has a ton of draft content you could check out. We're going to grade every signing in free agency. We're going to grade every trade once the season's over. We're going to grade every coach firing as well. So that is all at WalterFootball.com, and all the content's free. And please check it out and Scott, thanks so much for having me on.
Walt, always a pleasure having you on. Looking forward to talking some draft with you in a couple days. In the meantime, make sure you check out everything Walt and Charlie Campbell are doing at walterfootball.com. Check out everything we're doing at playlikeajet.com and the Play Like a Jet YouTube channel. Some awesome All 22 videos on our channel, so watch those videos. And subscribe if you haven't already, youtube.com/playlikeajet. Visit our store, teepublic.com. That's teepublic.com. We've got the John Franklin Myers, Quentin Williams, Bless You, Thank You shirt, the Play Like a Jet logo shirt, caps, mugs, hoodies. It's all there, teepublic.com. That's teepublic.com. And be sure to give us a 5-star review for the podcast on iTunes if you haven't done that already. Easy way to help out the show if you like what we're doing. Doesn't take you much time, doesn't cost you any money, but it goes a long way to help us out. So if you could go ahead and do that for us, we'd be quite grateful. And for the latest and greatest in New York Jets podcasts and content, you know where to go. That's Play Like a Jet Digital and PlayLikeAJet.com.